There you are. Welcome home. Who am I? You're so silly. That's one of the many things I love about you, honey. My name is Myra. We've met briefly a few weeks ago. It brings me great pleasure to finally speak to you again. Sorry. I was getting carried away, you see. I would have greeted you at the door, but after exploring your home, your bed was the most appealing place to be. Very soft. It feels like I'm on a cloud, and it smells just like you. Why am I here? Well, you have a piece of me with you. A very small piece, but still a meaningful piece, and in my culture, that means you want to be in a relationship with me. I have accepted this offer, but it took me a while to muster the courage to speak to you directly. You seem speechless. I can help with this. Please, join me in bed, honey. I've been waiting for you to come home for hours. Fingering myself to these pictures of you has been amazing, but I want to feel our bodies together. Skin on slime. But I don't want to leave. I mean, why should I? I'm your mate, and I wish to mate with you. Does my appearance not please you, honey? I can fix this. As a slime, I could take any and all forms you wish at any time. There are thousands, possibly millions of ways to make you love me the same way I love you. I can turn into something or someone ideal. A popular fictional character from a cartoon, an actor or actress, an object, even an animal if you wish. Anything that gets you to put your hands on me and show me your love. Is there something you wish for me? I can't leave. I won't leave. I need you, and I'll make sure that you need me. Come here. Hey, you're not leaving either. You can't expect me to be in this bed all alone, do you? Sometimes I'm so thankful that I'm a slime. My stretchy and viscous arms will assure you continued occupation of this room. Now, I don't mean to drag you across the floor like this. You don't deserve treatment like that unless absolutely necessary. But in my quick attempt to subdue you, I accidentally aimed for your legs instead of your torso. So please forgive me. Plus, I don't want my man running off on me now, do I? Not when we're going to do something so intimate and so loving to each other. You would even be able to hide for long, even if you were able to escape. I've yet to meet a human that can escape my slime. Oh, but don't misunderstand me. I would never attempt to kill someone with my abilities. Just restrain them only if provoked. Possibly do other things. But there's nothing you need to worry about because I love you and I would never hurt you unless you wanted it. So, please give me a command. What would you like me to turn into? Or would you like me as is? I can split myself into multiple versions of myself, or expand to be an Amazonian-sized woman if you wish. I could even be a Futanara if you so desire. How about I sprout some tentacles? Too kinky? Oh, I didn't realize I've covered your mouth too. No wonder you weren't responding. Well, oh well, I'll just decide for us, darling. I don't want to chance you screaming. Your neighbors may get the wrong idea. Humans like to assume the worst sometimes. Oh, speaking of which, I've given myself a perfect idea. To make sure you don't go anywhere, I'll engulf your arms, legs, and mouth in my slime. Last thing I need you to do is escape my love. I'll make sure not to cover your nose. Animals like yourself have such a weird way of breathing. Now for my looks. I was doing some research about you, and it seems like you like watching this woman named Method on the internet. Should be simple enough to emulate how she looks. Puffy hair, small breasts, thick thighs, average height. No need for an outfit. It'd be coming off anyway. How do I look? I'm just going by memory. Do you like it? Do you like me? Oh. Right, you can't respond. No worries. I can fine-tune the look later. I just want to spend time with my man now. Who would want to, though, you know? You're spread eagle on the bed, unable to move, pretending to struggle just to entertain me. It's all so romantic. Oh, silly me. I forgot to remove your clothing. I can just slide it all off you easily. Don't use up any of your strength. I plan to be on top of you for a few minutes. Maybe an hour or longer if I can see how strong you are. You're whipping with such excitement. You're so ready to go. Let's begin now. I'm so happy that you're so eager. But first, I want to kiss you. So please don't yell, okay? So playful, trying to test me. Even in the most extreme moments of passion, I can maintain my strength over you. Very considerate of you to make sure. No more scrumming now, though, okay? Don't want you to hurt yourself trying to twist out of my grip. Warm, slippery, and deep enough to take every inch of you. I hope you like it. I've been waiting so long for this. This is so good. If you want me to be warmer, just let me know. Oh, wait. You can't tell me. Do I dare let you talk? I don't want you screaming. Oh, your moans are good to hear, though. Oh, God. Your eyes are rolling into the back of your head. Is that a good sign? I think that's a good sign, right? Feels so good. I'm so happy. that we can finally do this. Oh, oh God. Oh, your bones are vibrating my entire body. Feels so good. Oh God, I hope he feels just as good as I'm feeling. Do you like seeing my body jiggle like this? My tits, my thighs, all of it. It's all for you. My entire body is just for you. Oh God, what is this? What is this? It's so warm. A lot poured inside of me. Is this your cum? It's so much. You came so quickly. Is that a good thing? I think it's a really good thing. You have a piece of me, and now I have a piece of you. More like a lot of you. I want more. I'm unsure if humans and slimes can reproduce with each other, but I want to find out. Let's go again. I love you. I love you so much.